This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. is disputing an assertion that U.S. sanctions in any way contributed to the helicopter crash that killed Iran's president, foreign minister, and other officials. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is acknowledging the death for the Iranian people.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands. That said, as we would in any other case, we certainly regret in general the loss of life.
A U.S. congressional delegation met with the governor of Turks and Caicos, the British Caribbean territory, about the five Americans charged with possession of ammunition found in their luggage, the meet not expected to change anything. Just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, lower gas prices. The government reports its national average price for regular unleaded dropped 2.5 cents in the past week, now $3.58 a gallon. This is ABC News. If it's on the internet, it lives forever, right? Maybe not, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
38% of web pages that existed in 2013 were no longer accessible as of 2023. That's according to new data from Pew Research, which also found that nearly a quarter of all news articles on the internet contain at least one link that doesn't go anywhere. 21% of U.S. government websites contain at least one dead link. More than half of Wikipedia entries contain one. Broken links are generally caused by changes to the site's host server and are often indicated by a 404 error message. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In the artificial intelligence arena, after resigning as head of OpenAI's super alignment team, Jan Laiki took to social media to say that product safety has taken a backseat to shiny products. He said he's been disagreeing with company leadership about its core priorities for some time. Chief exec Sam Altman said the company has a lot more to do and is committed to doing it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The one that got away from the Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing in 10 innings tonight against the Marlins, the final 3-2. Brewers had the game locked up 2-1, bottom of the ninth, and the Marlins able to tie it up. Milwaukee unable to score in the top of the 10th, and the Brewers ran out of relief pitchers. Starter Joe Ross went down in the first inning with a back strain. Manager Pat Murphy had to go through a half dozen other pitchers just to get to the end of the night. So with the loss, the crew now 1-3 on this road trip so far. their longest road trip of the year. 9 games over the course of 10 days. They'll play again tomorrow. NFL, legendary center for the then Oakland Raiders, Jim Otto, has passed away. Otto, born in Wausau, Wisconsin, played at Wausau High, a standout player there, a scholarship at the University of Miami, and a stalwart of the Oakland Raiders under head coach Al Davis. Jim Otto, wearing the number 00, tough football player, rarely missed a game. Jim Otto was 86 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall a possibility. Lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms, some severe weather and heavy rainfall. High temperatures warming to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams returns. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Let's take a quick look at the state of play of the presidential election, Trump versus Biden here. Robert Reich, in his Substack newsletter this morning, writing, the mystery is why Americans have more positive views of Donald Trump's policies than they do of Joe Biden's. The New York Times Siena poll of 7 swing states showed Biden losing to Trump because of the economy. The FT Michigan Ross survey, the Financial Times survey, found voters trust Trump more on the economy, 43%, than Biden, 35%. So what is the state of the economy right now? Well, here Robert Reich lays out the facts. He says, under Trump, the economy lost 2.9 million jobs. Under Biden, it has gained 15 million so far. Under Trump, the unemployment rate rose by 1.6 percentage points to 6.3%. Under Biden, unemployment has remained under 4% for the longest stretch in over 50 years. He writes, in 2016, the U.S. goods trade deficit with China was near $350 billion. In the first 3 years of the Trump administration, this is before COVID, it got worse, averaging $379 billion a year. Under Biden, America's trade deficit with China has improved dramatically, falling by $103 billion, or 27%. To $279 billion, the lowest bilateral trade deficit in goods since 2010. Under Biden, the stock market has soared. On Friday, the Dow broke 40,000 for the first time in history. The annualized return now of the stock market is higher than it ever was under Trump. Under Trump, our national debt rose from $19 trillion when he came into office to $27 trillion when he left office. That's an increase of 39%, more than any other four-year presidential term. And this was because of Trump's mind-boggling tax cut. The Bush and Trump tax cuts have added $10 trillion to our deficit, and they're responsible for 57% of the increase in the debt ratio since 2001. Under Biden, the national debt has grown at a far slower pace. Under Trump, the number of Americans lacking health insurance rose by 3 million. Under Biden, it's been just the opposite. Enrollment in Obamacare has surged from 12 million in 2021 to 21.3 million, almost doubled. The actual price of goods and services today is lower than it was 4 years ago under Trump, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Now, that doesn't mean prices have gone down. It means incomes have gone up. So, you know, your buying power relative to the cost of goods is actually, you have more buying power than you did then. Biden is making the biggest investment in infrastructure in 60 years. Trump talked about infrastructure every week, but never did a thing about it. Spending on new factories has almost tripled in the past 3 years as companies are rushing to locate in the U.S. market. Construction employment in April hit an all-time high of 8.2 million workers. The CHIPS Act is creating huge numbers of jobs. So why isn't any of this getting through? Well, Robert Reich is kind of scratching his head on this, and he says, The media lives off conflict, and Trump is nothing but conflict. He bloviates, lies, exaggerates, takes credit, avoids blame, belittles and excoriates his opponents, so he gets a lot of airtime. Meanwhile, Biden, writes, Biden does the hard work of getting stuff done. But editors and publishers don't find this particularly exciting. Biden doesn't lash out. He doesn't ridicule his opponents or call them names. He doesn't intentionally lie. He doesn't exaggerate his successes or minimize challenges ahead. So few people know what Biden has done or what he's accomplished. And we saw this over the weekend in two speeches, one given by Biden at Morehouse College and one given by Donald Trump at the National Rifle Association. And, you know, first off, to go to a college right now where there's all this ferment on college campuses about Gaza was a very brave thing for Biden to do. And he took on that issue. Nobody expected him to, but he took on the issue of Gaza and said basically he disagrees with Netanyahu. And he's trying to bring about a two-state solution. He's trying to do the right thing. The media pitches every Biden speech as if it's some giant make or break thing. This is going to destroy or make his presidency. Well, Trump goes to the NRA and gives this long, rambling, you know, filled with racism and rants about voter suppression. And I mean, it's just, Trump claimed that, quote, there's been no president since Abraham Lincoln, perhaps in a certain way, including Abraham Lincoln, that has done more for the black individual in this country than Donald J. Trump. Not even close, Trump says to an all-white NRA audience, or a largely white audience. I don't know. I didn't sample them, but I can tell you, I've been to NRA conventions. He compared himself to Al Capone. Can you imagine if Joe Biden compared himself to a notorious criminal? He threatened to defund any school that included a vaccine mandate, which, by the way, is all of them. Trump mused about whether his election in 2025 would be his second or his third term. Yeah, so much for that pesky constitutional amendment. He interrupted his speech to describe his struggles to flout a fly that was brutally attacking him. I hate flies, says Trump. He described the overturning of Roe v. Wade as an amazing thing. He nearly pushed over the lectern saying, this is the worst platform. Who built this? Who put this stage up? This friggin' place is falling down. And the last portion of his speech was delivered over background QAnon music. Now, I realize he paused for about 30 seconds as the music was coming up. And people are going, oh my God, he glitched just like McConnell. He didn't glitch just like McConnell. Watch the video. He was just standing there waiting for the music to come up, you know, and he just wanted the music to have it. I mean, it's QAnon music, right? He's calling out to his peeps. Hey, all you conspiracy nuts out there who think that America is actually a corporation operating under maritime law, and if your birth certificate is in all caps, you're somehow immune from having to pay taxes or something like that. And, you know, John Kennedy Jr. is going to return to Earth and save us all. And, I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff. Meanwhile, the Federal Election Commission, now this is the watchdog agency for bad behavior in elections, which should be a big deal, right? Like in Canada, you've got a 6-week period, and most European countries, it's typically 6 weeks, is the only period of time when a candidate can actually campaign. Here in the United States, there's no limit. And so you would think that you would want at least the oversight body to have the ability to do oversight. But because the board is 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, they can veto each other on anything. And the Republicans on this board are constantly vetoing every effort by Democrats to point out, you know, for example, we've discovered that there were literally thousands of donors to the Trump campaign who gave more than is legally allowed. So the Democrats filed a complaint. Federal Election Commission says, yeah, we can't do anything about it. The Republicans won't let us. But all 3 Republican members of the FEC last Thursday voted for a new rule change that would have made it really, really easy for right-wing billionaires to give money to Republican politicians and never have any record of it anywhere. I mean, they're trying to make the situation worse. Now, fortunately, there were 3 Democrats who could block that. But, I mean, this is what they're all about. This Sludge reported this week, the proposal would supercharge the flow of so-called dark money in political campaigns It was proposed by Alan Dickerson, who is a Trump appointee to the Federal Election Commission. Before that, he, quote, previously worked at an anti-campaign finance regulation organization funded by conservative political mega donors. Right. The three Republicans are Sean Cooksey, who's the chairman, Alan Dickerson, and James Trey Traynor III. In a 2022 blog post, commentator McPhail points out, campaign finance disclosure does not subject any viewpoint to discriminatory burdens, which is what Republicans are yelling and screaming. Oh, my God, you know, if they get to know who's given the money, they're going to go harass people. Rather, he says, the lame of the laws has nothing to do with expression at all. They target transfers of wealth that could be and are used to corruptly influence officials, defraud voters, and undermine democracy. Rather than state-sponsored suppression, dark money funders face criticism from concerned and less powerful citizens. It should be clear, he says, that powerful dark money groups, their donors and candidates, are trying to evade responsibility, not prevent retaliation. Amen. I mean, this is, I would argue this is why Kyrsten Sinema is not running for re-election, because she took so much money from the banks and then did their work right out in the open. Everybody saw it. You know, she allowed herself to be corrupted in exchange for millions and millions of dollars that went into a leadership pack that she will be able to live off of when she retires. It's grim stuff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But it's happening across, you know, the entire Republican Party and probably a third of the Democratic Party. We need to clean this up.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt. We'll get you one made. Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, so, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. A geeky science here that I wanted to share with you. This is pretty damn shocking. You know, we've talked before about microplastics. There's this explosion of colon cancer right now in the United States. Young people getting colon cancer, which traditionally has not been a disease of young people. And everybody was trying to figure out why. And the best candidate right now, or one of the leading candidates, it's not a certainty, but one of the leading candidates that suspicion has coalesced around is microplastics. Because, you know, normally there's this mucus lining in your gut that is actually formed by, in large part, by bacteria. And that can get scraped, essentially, by little tiny particles of plastic. And those abrasions then open up the gut to be penetrated by the chemicals in your food, which can cause cancer. And, you know, some chemicals are carcinogen, particularly if you eat a lot of cooked food, you know, like broiled and flame-grilled things are, you know, there's all kinds of carcinogens in flame-grilled burgers, for example. So, you know, arguably we should all try to avoid microplastics, but it's in all of our blood, it's everywhere. We, you know, when we were in Antarctica, they were finding it in the penguins, they were finding it in the water of the Antarctic. So anyhow, people think that when they're getting, you know, hot coffee at the local drive-thru, that the paper cup is paper, and somehow it's been treated, you know, to make it waterproof, but they just think of it as paper. Well, actually, the way that they make these things is they integrate into the paper sheets of high-density polyethylene, HDPE, which is a type of plastic, and in that plastic, so your paper cup is actually 5 to 10% plastic. So they did this study. This was these researchers, and this was just published, in the journal Hazardous Materials. The question was, you know, you pour hot water into one of these paper cups, how many particles of microplastic are liberated, you know, that come out of the cup? And so they poured hot water, you know, your basic coffee temperature water, into disposable paper cups and let them sit for 15 minutes and then analyzed the water.
for the presence of microplastics and heavy metals, because a lot of these plastics are made with heavy metals. And I'll just quote from the study. What they found was that the deterioration of the plastic lining released ions of fluoride, chloride, sulfate, and nitrate into the hot water contained in the paper cups. Using fluorescence microscope, they identified and quantified the microplastic particles leaching into the liquid, which amounted to approximately 25,000 micron-sized microplastic particles per 100 milliliter cup after 15 minutes. That's your basic small cup. If you were to drink three hot drinks a day in disposable cups of hot coffee and tea, you'd ingest 75,000 micron-sized microplastics along with ions and heavy metals, which in the long term can expose you to potential risks like infertility and cancer. And this is now the second study on this. The first study was published in April of 22. It was published in the Science of the Total Environment Journal, a peer-reviewed journal. It was titled Disposable Plastic Materials Release Microplastics and Harmful Substances in Hot Water. And they showed that millions of submicron and microparticles are produced from hot water soaking plastic packaging, paper cups, transparent boxes, expendable boxes, and those little trays that you get your frozen food in that you stick in the microwave. When you microwave your frozen food, boom, you are liberating millions or thousands anyway of particles and microplastics into your food. How do you avoid this stuff? Buy fresh fruit and vegetables at the store, cook them in a metal pan, serve them on a porcelain plate, eat them with a fork or a spoon, and there's no microplastic anywhere in the chain. I mean, it keeps coming back to that. You know, we were talking, Friday, I think it was, about the association between obesity and cancer, and then the larger association between obesity, cancer, and ultra-processed foods. And, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, we know that ultra-processed foods dramatically increase your risk of cancer. We don't know for sure exactly why. Maybe it's because they're laced with microplastics. Who knows? But the simple solution, you know, get some broccoli and steam it up. Put some butter on it, you know, or some margarine on it, what I love to do is put olive oil on it. And, you know, there you go. You've got a great meal. We actually had, you know, I mean, that was a meal last week. One of the dinners that Louise made was just, you know, broccoli and a little bit of rice. It was delicious. Your taste buds change, I'm telling you. If you start eating, you know, good, wholesome, real food, after about a week, all the cravings for all that crap food and the meat and everything, it just go away. Your body kind of shifts its internal systems. I'm sounding like an evangelist here. I'll stop right now. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. On the other side of this break, picking up your calls. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. is disputing an assertion that U.S. sanctions in any way contributed to the helicopter crash that killed Iran's president, foreign minister, and other officials. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is acknowledging the death for the Iranian people.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands. That said, as we in any other case, we certainly regret, in general, the loss of life.
A U.S. congressional delegation met with the governor of Turks and Caicos, the British Caribbean territory, about the five Americans charged with possession of ammunition found in their luggage. The meet not expected to change anything. Just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, lower gas prices. The government reports its national average price for regular unleaded dropped 2.5 cents in the past week, now $3.58 a gallon. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Diedrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, a sci-fi comedy script which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos' last film, Poor Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone a Best Actress Oscar. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road. Cameras will start rolling this July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and play croquet. At least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantalones. Pantalones in Spanish means pants, or the less sexy trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila is not a bad excuse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall a possibility. Lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms. Some severe weather and heavy rainfall. High temperatures warming to the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Mark in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I guess I'm just going to go along with the crowd today and just rant about the weak Democratic Party we have. They've stolen Supreme Court justices. They've tainted government. Now we have these politicians saying they won't honor the results of the next election. What are they running for office for, and why is nobody making a point of this that, hey, they don't trust democracy? Right. Why vote for them?
Right, you're talking about Republicans here, not Democrats. Yeah, I get it.
And they've stolen Supreme Court justices. If the Republicans want to do something, they do it.
Right.
Biden should just put out an executive order and say, I will not respect the Supreme Court until they get their ducks in a row. Other presidents have done it. This country is not going to make it if we don't change now. I used to be optimistic, but I am not anymore. The media lets these people spew lies. And the older people our age and even younger, they believe it.
Yeah.
The military, police, they take oaths to support and defend the Constitution. And then what do? They support Trump. And they run around saying, oh, the DOJ is corrupt, the FBI is corrupt, it's all corrupt, it's all corrupt. And you kind of explain to them, well, they're the leaders of those organizations are Republicans, appointed by Republicans, and they don't understand.
Yeah.
And living in the South, it's terrible. This is the Confederacy all over again, backed by big money.
Yeah.
That's your time, call or Tom, and we need help, and we need to do it now. Thanks.
I'm with you, Mark. I'm with you. Thank you. Good rant. Appreciate it. Maurice in Chicago. Hey, Maurice, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about the Supreme Court justices recusing themselves. There is actually.
Oh, I want to go beyond that. I want to kick them off the court.
Well, there's actually a federal law, 28 U.S. Code 455, that states when a justice must recuse themselves. And if you read this law, you find that Alito and Thomas have violated this law, Sections A and Section B53I. And...
But they have also ruled that the law does not apply to them.
It applies as Section 8 gives the applicability, and as any justice, judge, or magistrate of the U.S.
Right.
shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might be reasonably questioned.
Right.
And then the paragraph, subparagraph 5 of paragraph B.
Tell me again what the what is the U.S. code?
28 U.S.C. 455.
Thank you.
Look at paragraphs A in paragraph B5-3I.
Paragraphs A and B5-I.
And you find in paragraph 5, it says that if the judge or the spouse or anyone within 3 degrees of a relationship, they must disqualify themselves if it is known by that judge to have an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding.
Yeah. Thank you, Maurice. I'm telling you, I've got the smartest listeners on in radio. Maurice, thank you so much. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's up? Try it again.
Thank you, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Thank you. Barry, you do. You have wonderful, intelligent listeners, and I have the outrage that everybody, I'm not going to go into it. I agree totally. This is why I'm calling. We are in a civil war. The man did say that, and you agree with it.
Yeah.
I call it an intellectual civil war. And I'm going to comment here. I'm going to get the negative view out of the way first. I think the verdict will be that Trump, there'll be a hung jury, and he'll gain even more momentum.
I think that's entirely probable, Gary. I agree with you.
I hope I'm wrong. We can't go on like this.
And then whoever hangs the jury is going to suddenly get, you know, millions of dollars in gifts and homes.
But you know something? I don't want to interrupt. We're asking the wrong question. No, he's asking the right question. Here's the right. How long can we keep blaming the politicians? It's of too many of our fellow Americans. That's what the problem is. You got to fight fire with fire. Yeah. Case closed.
Well, I think it goes beyond that, Gary. I think that a lot of...
How's it go beyond it?
Well, for example, last week I went to a club meeting for ham radio operators,
yeah.
Right? Now, to become a ham radio operator, you've got to pass a pretty sophisticated electronics and math test. I mean, you got to have a way above average smarts. I'm pretty sure pretty much everybody who was there was an engineer of some kind. But in addition to being an amateur radio operator. And, you know, one of those guys shows up wearing a Trump hat. And it's like, I know this guy's not stupid. He's a very nice guy. I know him. But he watches Fox News all day long, and he believes this. Mm-hmm. He's retired, and he believes this stuff. And that's, you know, it's the power of the propaganda. And the propaganda is being shoved down our throats, driven into our media by right-wing billionaires and by foreign autocrats. It's a cult. Well, you know, you can call it whatever you want, and I don't disagree with that characterization, but I think the point is that as long as the media keeps, and particularly, you know, as the number one cable channel in America, Fox News, keeps promoting fascism and fascist candidates and politicians, you're going to have some very smart people, very decent people, who just believe it, who believe that their way of life is under attack, that the Mexicans are coming to rape their wives and take their jobs, and... that black people are genetically inclined to violence or some kind of BS. And I mean, you know, this is the stuff that Fox and Newsmax and 1,500 right-wing radio stations and 800 religious stations, this is the crap that they're selling to the American people. And sadly, there's people who get into it, and they, you know, it's the story of Jen, what's her name, who wrote the book, and made the movie. The brainwashing of my dad, and about how when she finally turned off Fox News by childproofing her father's TV so that he couldn't get to Fox News, suddenly he turned back into a decent person. It's like, you know, we've got a big job, Gary, but I just don't think sitting around kicking, you know, our friends and neighbors who might be Trump humpers or even frankly the politicians is the solution. I think that, you know, that what we've got is a media problem, and that media is owned by and being driven by right-wing billionaires who see a huge advantage in tearing us apart and making us
It's called one word. It's called one word. Word that I learned from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Greed has no heart.
Yep. There you go, Gary. There you go. Perfect. Gary, thank you.
Thank you. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was we need another FDR. Who is it?
Well, Joe Biden is moving in that direction in a way that makes me smile, but there's a long way to go. Gary, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a little bit of a rant, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I believe there is a new era of right-wing honor and decorum. It's the creation of an American class system, and the right-wing autocrats are no longer subject to the laws of the lower classes. The MAGA Supremes are currently rewriting the new laws for the lower classes, including people of color, women, Muslims, LGBTQ community, and Democrats, for a start. As a woman, I would like to point out that our class has now been relegated to pre-existing condition status. The newly rewritten abortion restrictions are so undefined that a woman suffering from ectopic pregnancy has a guaranteed death sentence, as explained by Dr. Eric, who called your show last Friday.
Right.
Justice Alito has personally advocated for our death. And as a survivor of three ectopic pregnancies,
whoa,
I need Democrats to fight for our right to survive.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am fond of the old saying that the essence of conservative philosophy is that there are some laws that bind some people and protect other people. That there are laws that for conservatives that protect them but don't bind them, and then there are laws for the rest of us that bind us but don't protect us. And that's a really important point, and that's I think what's going on, and that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, you said it much more simply, Lori, than I did, but spot on, Lori. Thank you, great rant. Thank you very much. The Trump, they keep referring to it as a hush money trial on MSNBC. I don't know why. It is an election interference trial. It's an attempt to steal the 2016 election, a successful attempt to steal the 2016 election trial. But it's on lunch break right now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake
right. Lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Larry in Santa Monica. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It should be absolutely criminal for any foreign government to be able to sway our elections. The right wing of Israel's government has been the tail that has wagged the dog for quite some time. I remember Bill Clinton said, well, who the hell is the superpower, us or them, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to get your thoughts. This morning I woke up to read that the ICC is now seeking to arrest the butcher of Gaza, Bibi Netanyahu, and the head of the hideous terrorist organization, Hamas. What do you think?
It's funny. Louise called me just before the show started, and she had just read that story, and she said, should we be covering this today? And my response was, let's wait and see if they actually issue the warrants. So far, what we have is a request, and that request might get turned down. It might not happen. It might happen. So I'm all in favor of those warrants being issued. I think Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal. And in addition to his own country thinking that he's, you know, guilty of bribery and high crimes and misdemeanors. And that's why, you know, as Fareed Zakaria pointed out this weekend on his program on CNN, which blew my mind. I mean, how blunt Zakaria was, that Netanyahu is continuing and perpetuating an inappropriate and unnecessary war. I mean, yes, we want to get Hamas out, but he had Petraeus on about how Petraeus did that in Fallujah, how he went in and he rebuilt the city and he fed people and he helped set up a government. And then the people themselves got rid of, Al-Qaeda and, with help from the United States. And that's what Netanyahu should be doing with Gaza. He should have been working with those people rather than bombing them. I'm all in favor of the arrest warrants, but let's see what happens.
I read Zakaria's piece in the Washington Post, and he said it straight out. Bibi is just simply trying to stay out of jail.
That's correct.
So now he has out of jail in his own country, and now out of jail so far as the international community is concerned. Now, Joe Biden came out about an hour or two ago and referred to the request as outrageous. I'm wondering if
the request for the arrest warrant, I mean?
Yes, it's outrageous. Yeah. So I wonder, and I'm a staunch Biden supporter, and I will vote for both Joe Biden come hell or high water, but this really irritates me. Yeah. And I'm wondering if that's his public position. Is there something else being said differently in private behind the scenes? What do you think?
Well, you know, there was a, and the reason why I said let's wait and see, there was a request that was widely publicized for the International Criminal Court to indict George W. Bush for war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that request came of nothing. You know, it ended up not being, they never issued the warrant. And that's why I'm skeptical that this warrant is actually going to be issued. And I think that probably what Biden is saying is, don't pick on Democratic countries, just pick on the bad guys. But hey, Democratic countries sometimes do terrible things. I disagree with Biden on this. Yeah. I think, you know, the arrest warrant's the appropriate thing. But you know, maybe Biden knows something I don't. I mean, maybe he's concerned that it'll further inflame the situation, or it'll cause Bibi Netanyahu to act even worse, or maybe it'll help him with his political base and when we're trying to get rid of him. I just don't know. So I'm not going to judge Biden on that. I'm just going to say that I think the arrest warrant's the appropriate thing. Larry, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Don in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
I have to disagree with you, Tom, on the average person not being affected should Trump get elected. You got to think of things like pensions, Social Security, you know, railroad retirement.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Medicare. Yeah, Medicare.
Yeah.
All of those types of things.
I wasn't thinking of Republican policy. I was thinking of fascist policy, but you're absolutely right. Trump is not only a fascist, he's also a Republican, which means that, you know, he wants to hand Social Security off to the big banks and Wall Street. He wants to end Medicare and put us all in Medicare Advantage, at the very least, or at the very most, rather. He promised he was going to end Obamacare and you're right. And pump more crap into the atmosphere and more drill, baby, drill. And
exactly.
Yeah, it will affect.
There's going to be so much of that that goes on. You know, it's going to take us generations to get this kind of, or this world back in shape as it is. And to further have it disintegrate is just
excellent,
crazy.
Excellent point, Don, and thank you for the reality check. I appreciate that. And thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to go back and talk a little bit about what's going on in education. I'm what they call a community's supplier for our local homeschool schools. We have these schools that they're for homeschool kids. They show up at the school like one day a week and take maybe a science class or something, but then everything else is done at home.
Right.
And they also have a budget that they can spend in the community to learn from people who have other skills that aren't, you know, available at home. And I have across the board found that these kids, and we're talking teenagers here, cannot find 5/8 of an inch on a ruler. They don't know how long a yard is, much less a meter or a centimeter. They can't find the diameter of a circle. They don't know anything.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
It's
so sad to
horrifying.
Hear that.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying. They can't read a ruler.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We homeschooled our youngest, but she's now a physician. I mean, you know, it's like sometimes it works.
You're not your average homeschooling parent, are you?
No, I'm not. I don't think so at all. Ari, thank you for that reality check too. Wow. Bummer. Thank you very much. So sorry to hear that. There need to be standards, frankly. If we're going to have an educated populace, I mean, this is our intellectual infrastructure. It's what holds our country together. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeet's Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeet's is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeet's Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. Superbeatsradio.com.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 10:33, the award-winning Civic Media's own Terry Barr. 11 o'clock hour, we learn all about the Honor Flight and how you can get involved. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.